Hi, this is Pastor Chad with FBC's So That podcast. You maybe haven't listened to this podcast yet. Maybe this is the first time you're checking it out. We put together this little 3-minute clip of one of our missionary partners, Kenny Sides, with Taking It to the Streets Ministry in downtown San Antonio. He's telling a story about how God just moved in a miraculous way one night for the ministry they're doing. So take a listen to this.
So we used to have this sweet little Filipino lady, Gloria, and she faithfully, her and her husband, they were elderly, I mean, they're 70, lost her husband, but she would show up every Saturday faithfully with a pot, you know, just a big crock pot or whatever of rice, or, you know, one of her dishes. So obviously it's, you know, only this much. It's not going to go very far, mm-hmm. but we would serve a little bit for whatever, you know. And that was her way of giving. She did this faithfully for years. One Saturday, our people didn't, our food didn't show up. And I mean, this has happened before, but, and everybody was panicking. It was, and I touched base with them. They're, oh, I'm sorry, we had our weeks. It was evident we weren't going to have food.
Hmm.
And so everybody started scrambling, and it was, and I'm not bragging on myself or nothing, but it was, all of a sudden I felt this calming spirit. And the Lord telling me, wait, trust. And I was flooded with all these words coming. And I was reminded of the Gospels of the loaves and fishes. and so it was, you know, looking back, it was so obvious. But at the time, I'm like, but I knew it was of the Lord, you know? And so I just paused, and I my hair was standing up. And so I got on the microphone, and I said, okay, everybody, we're going to pray. And so we prayed, the homeless and all the volunteers, and we prayed as a family, and I told them what we were doing. I says, I really believe that we're supposed to feed this, and it's going to be enough. And it was. There was a couple people had seconds. I don't know how. I really don't. Her pot of rice and chicken, the pot was about this. I don't know how it worked. I get goosebumps thinking about it. Now, since then, we've had people not show up, and we had to scramble and go pot call ready. Little sure, Caesar, sure. Yeah. You know, and I things
think
that, like
yeah,
that.
I think one time when I was there, it was pizza.
But it was that one time, it was like the Lord wanted to show.
Wow.
His presence and how he still cares, you know, for all these details. Yeah, and it was, I mean, it was amazing.
And her faithfulness, that's incredible. I mean, just, you know, week after week and preparing and that's...
Well, and she was on a fixed income. Yeah, so she would go and whatever was on sale that week as far as beans or whatever, that's what she would make.
That's incredible.
It was pretty cool.
That's incredible. Thank you again, Kenny, for telling stories. Those stories give life. In every way. Man, when I hear stories like that, it makes the hair of my arm stand up. It makes my heart just pick up and know that the God who says he is near is indeed near. He reminds us over and over again that he is not far. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to our other episodes, but we are in the middle of recording now for season 3. We're just about to release season 2. And there's so many fun stories that you can hear as you go. This was just a taste. 3 minutes with Kenny Sides and just listening to the way that God moves amongst us. Over and over again, we tell stories about how God has shown himself faithful to his people. We use the verse out of Psalm 67 says, may the Lord bless us and keep us and make his face shine upon us. And he follows up with that, his salvation will be made known among all men, his fame among all the nations. Man, I hope this is encouraging to you. Please feel free to check out our other episodes. We're going to keep going. We've got lots and lots of stories to tell. And if you have a story that you think would be fun for us, let us know. We'd love to hear from you about what God's done in your life, how he's using your world to engage the world around you. And we'd love to be a part. Hope this is encouraging. We'd love to hear from you. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.